name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. A very warm welcome to our worship this morning. Whether you're joining us here in person, lovely to see you all, especially anyone who's coming for the first time here, or it's been a while, it's lovely to welcome you here or welcome you back, and also those joining us online. Good to have you with us.
As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of God's love, revealed in word and sacrament, let us call to mind our sins. Father eternal,
giver of light and grace, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in what we have thought, in what we have said and done, through ignorance, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, we have wounded your love and marred your image in us. We are sorry and ashamed and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and lead us out from darkness to walk as children of light. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as pass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love toward you that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. When the Lord first spoke through Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, "Go, take for yourself a wife of whoredom, and have children of whoredom, for the land commits great whoredom by forsaking the Lord." So he went and took Gomer, daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. And the Lord said to him, "Name him Jezreel, for in a little while I will punish the house of Jehu for the blood of Jezreel, and I will put an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel. On that day I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel." She conceived again and bore a daughter. Then the Lord said to him, "Name her Lo-Ruhamah, for I will no longer have pity on the house of Israel or forgive them. But I will have pity on the house of Judah, and I will save them by the Lord their God. I will not save them by bow or by sword, or by war, or by horses, or by horsemen." When she had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, she conceived and bore a son. Then the Lord said, "Name him Lo-Ami, for you are not my people, and I am not your God. Yet the number of the people of Israel shall be like the sand of the sea, which can neither be measured nor numbered. And in the place where it was said to them, 'You are not my people,' it shall be said to them, 'Children of the living God.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him. And he answers from within, do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though you will not get up and give him anything because he is a friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. This morning I want to talk about how 40 seconds might just save your life. 40 seconds, that time, and again, reorient our lives, change and renew us. 40 seconds. A disciple asked Jesus how to pray. Jesus responds by giving him some words that in the version we use a bit later on, and if said slowly and deliberately, takes just 40 seconds to say. These 40 seconds of prayer might just save our lives. Sadly, prayer is often something we reach for in an emergency, when life has brought us to our knees, when we are trying to work out what next. And yet then as now, Jesus invites us to see prayer differently, to see it not as a duty to be undertaken with a heavy heart, but as the oxygen we need to breathe, a gift to turn us Godward and liberate us from our self-obsession. I know for myself that when I don't make enough time for prayer, then it has consequences. I don't function well. I can be even more intolerable to live with than usual. Prayer makes a difference. But then I suppose you'd expect I'd say that, and that praying is part of the vicar's job description, as indeed it is. But praying is something we should all try and make time for, whatever our circumstance. And as I look round this morning and think of our community, I know that amongst us there is the mum or dad with little ones who are always on the go. I know that there are those of you here with jobs who are demanding, whose days are often full, having to work long hours. I know there are those of you who are caring for others and so on and so on. When life is full and busy, prayer can seem like an extra burden rather than something that might help us. And yet there are also those amongst us who aren't quite so busy, for whom the pace of life is less frenetic, who have a bit more time to spare, who could pray a bit more, but maybe aren't quite sure where to start. Yet whatever our circumstance, prayer is not just for priests and the pious, but for us all. For prayer is good for us. And so it need not be another thing to tick off the never-ending to-do list, but something that gives us life. If we think about it for a moment, Jesus' answer to the question is the key to understanding about why prayer is for us all, rather than just the holy few. Because Jesus doesn't say that to pray you need to undertake long spiritual exercises or pray silently for hours, worthwhile though they may be. His answer is simple. He gives them some words that take about 40 seconds to say. For Jesus knew the human heart. He knew our ability to be distracted by this and that, by our many tasks. Yet he wanted to encourage and draw people into a life-giving and intimate relationship with God, so he keeps it simple. And he gives us words and images that feed us. Let's just ponder the shape and content of the prayer we know so well and notice what it might teach us. Well, firstly, it begins with God and not us. But this is not a faraway God, but a God who is close to us, who we call Father, whose name is hallowed, holy, for whose kingdom we pray. Then, having named things as they are, our needs come into focus as we pray for our daily bread, that by which we live, as we pray for forgiveness for us and others, and that we are not brought to the time of trial, to temptation. If we pray and ponder these words daily, they change us. They are simple words that make a difference to the way we live and love. And then to continue reflecting on the gospel before us, Jesus, having given us the shape and pattern of our prayer, goes on to teach his disciples about perseverance, about sticking with it, and of how through prayer, what we ask will be given, what we search for we shall find, and that when we knock at a door, it will be opened. Of course, the doors that open might not be the ones we always want or expect, but God is love. And through prayer, we discover time and again how God offers us nothing but love. Of course, there's always a danger that any sermon on prayer can make people feel a bit inadequate or guilty. I hope this isn't the case today, for prayer matters, as Jesus' words remind us. And prayer is often one of those things we know we should do, but often don't, or start something with good intentions and then fade away. So Jesus feeds us with words that, once they lodge in our hearts, will and do change our lives, that we draw on through all the different seasons and circumstances. For some here, maybe the words themselves are all we can offer at this moment in our lives. But for others, as you think of this theme, maybe also today is that little invitation you need to go a bit deeper in your life of prayer. Maybe some of you might even consider joining the small group here at St. Mary's, who gather 3 times a week to make time to pray. Over the years, many books have been written about prayer. Some of them are on my bookshelves. They are helpful and worthwhile, but they are no substitute for praying ourselves. And Jesus' words today remind us, I hope, that whatever our circumstances, we can all do it, even with the children at our feet, or working at our desk, or waiting at the bus stop, or washing the dishes, sat in the garden, or walking the dog. The disciple asked Jesus, "Lord, teach us to pray." His answer was a prayer that takes 40 seconds to pray. 40 seconds to save our lives. I hope remembering this might be an encouragement to pray as if our life depends upon it. Because it does. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, and it is to you we offer our prayers. Let us sit or kneel to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We pray for your church throughout the world. We give thanks for the times that your church has faithfully provided an example of your kingdom here on earth. And we ask for forgiveness for the times that it's failed to deliver that vision. In the World Anglican Church community, we pray for the Anglican Church in Wales, for Archbishop Andrew John, who will be attending next week, along with 600 bishops from across the world, the Lambeth Conference, when they will focus on 1 Peter and its theme of hopefulness when confronted by suffering. In this church, help us to demonstrate that the Word of God is alive and active through our actions and our faith. We pray for the Whitkirk Art Guild's production starting on Wednesday, which celebrates their 7 decades entertaining the people of East Leeds. Strengthen Nick and Paul and all our bishops and all your church in the service of Christ, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us this day our daily bread. Over the past months, we have witnessed our daily bread being used as a weapon of war. We therefore give thanks that Ukraine and Russia have signed this week a UN-backed agreement to allow millions of tons of grain from blockaded Black Sea ports, potentially averting the threat of catastrophic global food crisis. We have seen across our local fields the harvesting of wheat and other crops. We pray that efforts are redoubled to ensure that the daily bread that is produced from that wheat is fairly distributed. We give thanks for all the charities who provide food and other support to countries across the world when harvests fail. We continue to give thanks for our food banks and for those who work in them and support them. Amongst the political noise, we ask that the words and experiences of the poor and those that speak for them are given the attention they deserve, that this nation and our current and future leaders are judged on how well they ensure that all people, both here and across the world, receive their daily bread, that all recognise it is more blessed to give than to receive. Bless and guide Elizabeth, our Queen. Give wisdom to all in authority and direct this and every nation in the ways of justice and of peace, that men may honour one another and seek the common good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. This week has again reminded us of the fragility of our world, as we and our neighbours across the world have experienced extreme temperatures and major forest fires. Forgive us for trespassing on the natural order that you created. Help us and our leaders to take the urgent action required so that we can pass on this world to our children and grandchildren in a better condition than it is now. Using the words from one of John Swale's 26 prayers for the climate and ecological emergency, Father of creation, God of grace, wake us up. Equip us afresh. The world is in peril. Let us be your hands and feet. Father of creation, God of grace, we thank you for the gift of this world, for beauty, for the gift of life and love. Father of creation, God of grace, we thank you for the stunning diversity found within creation. Mountains, streams, and the changing of the seasons, you declared it to be good, and it is good. The role of education has never been more important in teaching about the dangers the world faces and finding solutions. Lord, we pray for all our pupils and teachers as the summer holiday begins. Thank you for their hard work over the last year, and grant them your peace and strength as they recover and look to the year ahead. We pray for this community, especially the residents of Barraby Lane. Help us to be good neighbours, always willing to support and quick to forgive at times of discord. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. We continue to ask your blessing on all those working in our NHS, who continue to experience demands on their time and capacity to care. Today will we all be remembering friends, relatives and neighbours who need our prayers. In a moment of silence, we offer our prayers to them. To those people, we add those who ask for our prayers. Beryl Laverick, David Woodcock, Jeff Lidster, Ginny Camponi, Jeff Blowers, Lynn Perry, Roger Guy, Shane Simpson, Sharon Clark, and Tom Heafy. And we pray for also for those in long-term care and those that care for them. For George Brown, Jennifer Mode, Margaret Burton, and Mary McCaff. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give up yourself, and you will find your real self. Lose your life, and you will save it. Submit to death, death of your ambitions and favourite wishes every day, and death of your whole body in the end. Submit with every fibre of your being, and you will find eternal life. We remember those who have recently died, Tom Crossfield, and remember those whose anniversary of death occurs at this time, Bob and Enid Hodgson and David Graham. And we give thanks to all those in this church who care and minister to those who have been bereaved. Lord, in your mercy, rejoicing in the fellowship of St. Mary and all your saints, we commend ourselves and all Christian people to your unfailing love. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers
for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us offer one another a sign of peace.
Peace be with you, James.
Pour upon the poverty of our love and the weakness of our praise the transforming fire of your presence. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
You are worthy of our thanks and praise, Lord God of truth, for by the breath of your mouth you have spoken your word, and all things have come into being. You fashioned us in your image and placed us in the garden of your delight. Though we chose the path of rebellion, you would not abandon your own. Again and again you drew us into your covenant of grace. You gave your people the law and taught us by your prophets to look for your reign of justice, mercy, and peace. As we watch for the signs of your kingdom on earth, we echo the song of the angels in heaven, evermore praising you and singing. You are the Most Holy One, enthroned in splendour and light. Yet in the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, you reveal the power of your love, made perfect in our human weakness. Embracing our humanity, Jesus showed us the way of salvation. Loving us to the end, he gave himself to death for us. Dying for his own, he set us free from the bonds of sin, that we might rise and reign with him in glory.
Amen, Lord, we believe.
On the night he gave up himself for us all, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
Amen, Lord, we believe.
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the death that he suffered on the cross. We celebrate his resurrection, his bursting from the tomb. We rejoice that he reigns at your right hand on high, and we long for his coming in glory. As we recall the one perfect sacrifice of our redemption, Father, by your Holy Spirit, let these gifts of your creation be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Form us into the likeness of Christ and make us a perfect offering in your sight.
Amen. Come, Holy Spirit.
Look with favour on your people, and in your mercy hear the cry of our hearts. Bless the earth, heal the sick, let the oppressed go free, and fill your church with power from on high. Gather your people from the ends of the earth to feast with Blessed Mary, St. James, St. Anne and Joachim, Mary, Martha and Lazarus, and all your saints at the table in your kingdom where the new creation is brought to perfection in Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Disciple asked, Lord, teach us to pray. So let us pray with confidence in the words our Saviour gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father.
nearby?
Yeah.
No.
Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You have opened to us the Scriptures, O Christ, and you have made yourself known in the breaking of the bread. Abide with us, we pray, that blessed by your royal presence, we may walk with you all the days of our life, and at its end behold you in the glory of the eternal Trinity, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Give you grace to become the people he has called you to be, that you may live and work to his praise and glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.